I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's right. And we will help you keep it running as long as you'd like with the help we get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan. How are you today? How was your week?
Well, good morning, Denny. I am doing very well today, and our week was great. Yeah, we were busy, and people are starting to think ahead. It's I think we're past the significant heat summer season, and we're starting to look towards fall, and people are starting to think a little bit more about that fall is coming and winter is coming. And the good news is we have mounted zero snow tires to date, so nobody's thinking that far ahead yet.
Not that far ahead. All right. Yeah. I have been thinking about that. I haven't for years had snow tires. You and your crews have put on some really good all seasons that have really worked out. That's a pretty good buy as well, isn't it? And tires are not cheap these days, for sure.
You know, I think for in most cases and for most people, a good all-season tire is the right choice that you are able to run all year round without changing them out. Some people like a very sporty, aggressive summer tire, and in that case, they just do not work in winter snow. So, you know, if you're going to run tires like that in the summer, then you absolutely have to change them and put snow tires on for the winter. And, of course, that means four snow tires. The downside, though, I mean, and they're awesome. The traction you get and so forth is awesome. They're totally worth it. The downside, of course, is that you have two sets of tires. Sometimes you have two sets of tires and rims, and then they have to be changed spring and fall. And for me, the problem is they have to be stored somewhere. So I just am not willing to give up the space and yeah. All of that. The fact is you run the snow tires half of the year, you run the summer tires half of the year, so of course they last twice as many years. So there's I don't think that there's a significant money problem with it. You're still getting, you know, lots of miles out of two sets of tires, and you would need two sets of tires on your car anyway. But at any rate, I think that a lot of people love them. And it's actually becoming more common that we switch tires out and put snow tires on.
Like you said, space is an issue, too. Where do you store those after you're done? I want to invite our listeners, Dan, to join in on the conversation. If you have to bring in your personal vehicle to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer and you want to know what the heck is ailing with that vehicle, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. Same number for either your phone call if you want to chat with Dan, or send Dan a text, 651-989-9226. Tell you what, let's grab a call. I think Bill is checking in from Minneapolis with a question. Go ahead, Bill. What is your question?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Dan, a question for you. On my two vehicles, they're older, and I've got a film coating over the headlights, and I brought it in a couple of different places that says they can clean it up. Is there anything that actually gets that coating off so that I get more light driving at night? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, there's certainly a procedure that we go through to have it professionally done. It's actually quite complicated. We start with almost a sandpaper to polish it down to bare, clear plastic again. And then we go through maybe a eight-step process that gradually goes to a finer and finer grit and literally polishes them clean and clear again. And then we finish with two kinds of liquid polish. One's a polish and one is a sealer. And so it's pretty complicated, actually. It takes about an hour to do both headlights, but they come out looking just about perfect again. And we've been doing it long enough to know that it does last pretty well. If you don't want to do it that way, if it's a really old vehicle and you just want to polish them up a little bit, you know, I've used rubbing compound has helped. Will help clear them up, and this will just work for the short term. It won't keep them clean and clear like the professional process, but you can polish them with any kind of polish, and it'll take a lot of that crust off and make them better. But if you want them really clear and clean, the way to do it is to have them professionally polished again.
Yeah. All right. Just a reminder to our listeners, Dan will be here for about another 30 minutes when Jack Farrell steps in. So if you do have a car care question, don't wait. Send it either by phone or by text, 651-989-9226. Speaking of winter, you dropped that word here a few minutes ago. The question is on the text screen. When storing a car for the winter, and we've had this before, do you recommend changing the oil before or after storage?
Yes, either before or after. There's good arguments for both. I probably would change the oil before I stored it away. Mm-hmm. Some people would say, I want the fresh oil in there when I bring it out and I'm going to drive it again. Both are fine. Oftentimes on these cars that are stored and just used for a few miles, the oil on both ends is just fine. But we always advocate that I think the oil should be changed once a year, no matter how much you drive it, because it needs to be fresh in there. And time, as we know, is a problem in all of life. And so it's true with your car, too, and with all of your chemicals and all of your fluids. They need to be changed on the manufacturer's recommended maintenance schedule. And for sure, they would never recommend going longer than 1 year.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I want to alert our listeners on the phone. Hang in there. We're going to take a quick break. We have more show to come. And we have more text messages to answer as well. Here on CCO's Car Care Show, Dan Burns has helped us out here on CCO, help you out for over 25 years now, and we'll do the same today. But don't wait, 651-989-9226. We're in the midst of our Car Care Show. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul is helping you out. And speaking of Lloyd's, let's find out where you guys are located and when you are operational.
Well, thank you for that, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. You can give a call as soon as this morning. We're here on Saturday mornings at 651-228-1316. And our normal business hours are from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 5 days a week, and then on Saturdays we're here from 8 a.m. till noon.
Very good. Well, we'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us. Dan will be with us till about 7:45 this morning, by the way. We have callers, we have texters, Dan, so let's get back to it. I think Dan in Andover has been waiting the longest. Dan, thank you, and what is your question?
Hey, good morning. I have a 2006 Acura TSX with a 2.4, and I've noticed on these colder mornings now that we had last week, that on cold weather kind of starts in the morning, it sounds like the VTEC actuator makes a noise of rattling, almost like a heat shield rattle for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then it goes away and it never happens again until the following cold morning. Was wondering if that's doing any harm to anything and needs to be done right away before anything bad could happen, or if you know of a secret potion, you can put in the oil to maybe make it go away.
Well, I think the best thing you can do is be sure that you have clean oil in there and that the oil has been changed on a normal schedule. You do not want to run extended oil changes on a vehicle like that. Phasers need to be lubricated properly, and there's small holes that the oil runs through, and they can't get clogged up. They need to be working properly. And if mechanically that phaser is rattling, and of course it's rattling because there's not oil pressure getting there to advance it like it's supposed to be. If they're rattling like that, I think in the short term it's just fine. The fact that it's only a second or two, but as that time gets longer, or if it gets to be a more significant sound, and the risk you run is that something will come apart in there, and so in that case, then you can end up with some engine damage or some other significant damage as a result of that coming apart. So that's what you're going to be watching for and be careful about. But I think in the short term, it's probably just fine if it's only lasting for a second or two and then is quiet after that.
All right. I want to get some text messages answered too, but I think Jose in St. Paul has been waiting to ask you a question. Jose, what is your question for Dan?
Oh, buenos dias, sir.
Buenos dias.
I have a 2008 Ford pickup two-wheel drive, and I was curious how hard it is to change the ABS sensor and what precautions should I take. I'm going to hang up and listen, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Sure. Well, the ABS sensor on paper is very simple to change. It's just a little plastic device that is held in most commonly with one small bolt to hold it into place. And like I say, theoretically, it should just unbolt and should come right out quite easily. Bad news is that we live in Minnesota where rust occurs, and the rust around that plastic sensor over the years has grown. And for that reason, it's pinched in there with the rust. And so quite commonly, when you go to take it out, the sensor simply breaks off, and then you have to drill out the remaining part and one way or another get all of that cleaned out and then buff the metal area clean so that the new sensor will slide right in there. So what should theoretically be a real simple process to unscrew and unplug and plug in a new one gets a little complicated because of the rust factor. And so it's a little bigger job than you might be thinking, but if you are patient and pick it and clean all that old sensor out, getting the new one in, once it's out, is pretty easy.
All right. Let's grab a quick text here. Maybe it's a comment, basically. Texter says this, why do they no longer repair transmissions? I have a transmission that shifts hard when cold from park to drive. They won't even give me a price to repair the bad solenoid. They just want to put in a rebuilt or used transmission. What a waste. No comment for that.
Well, yeah, they do. People do repair and rebuild transmission. It's common. The trouble is, for most of us, there's way too many of them. It's way too much to know about, and if you don't do them all the time, you're not very good at them. And so the transmission that they take out of your vehicle and replace with a rebuilt unit actually will be repaired and rebuilt. When we sell a transmission, we have to send in your old core. They take your old core apart and rebuild it and sell it to the next person. So that's how it works. And in that process, it's become very common to just replace your old transmission with a different rebuilt unit. And it's good. It's a good deal because the it's been rebuilt by a professional who does them all the time and is really, really good at them and has all the tools and the testing equipment and facility to rebuild them the way that they need to be rebuilt and know that they're going to last a good long time.
Very good. All right, Dan, we need to take a break. We have more show to come, more car care show. Dan will be with us for about another 15, 16 minutes or so here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our car care show. We are around every Saturday thanks to the good folks at Lloyd's Automotive. That means Dan Byrne specifically. I know we hear from Nick once in a while too. But Dan, we have a bunch of text messages. Can we see if we can't wade through these and help these folks out before you take your leave today?
You bet.
Here's one, says for Dan, and his this is verbatim now, and his great car care show. How about that? It says, I have an electric car, Nissan Leaf to be exact, and wondering whether his shop is looking at the future and considering training his staff for maintenance work on the electric vehicles coming in the next few years. That comes from Bill. What do you think about that?
We are doing some training on electric vehicles. And so we will be dealing with that. Of course, there's not that many on the road yet, and they're pretty new technology, so we don't see a ton of them. But we have the guys are working on their training, and we will in the short term here be certified in electric vehicles. We certainly are certified already in hybrid, and deal a lot with that. But yes, we will be trained and. The entire aftermarket will be trained in that, so that'll be good news that they won't be scary like they have been in the past.
And I've been reading, as you probably have, various articles about even trucks, electric trucks that in some cases 700 to 1,000 horsepower. These are all electric, by the way.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Well, you don't. That's a lot of the sports cars, the really, really high-end sports cars are excited about electric assist because an electric motor doesn't need to rev up like an internal combustion engine. An electric motor, when you hit wide open throttle, it's right there. And so when it comes to acceleration and things like that, electric motors are pretty fun.
Well, I guess. Here's a text that says, hi, enjoy your show. I have a 2009 Mercury Mariner. The ABS light comes on, then goes off, then comes on. When I start out, it very often will catch and grab and make a grinding sound when I turn with the brakes. Brakes are good. Any ideas on what's causing that to happen?
Well, that noise that you're hearing is the ABS actually activating because it's confused. And that happens when things aren't right. And the fact that the light comes and goes means that there will be a code stored in there that will be diagnostic information for us and to give us some direction as to where we need to go to do some checking to figure out what's going on with your ABS system. But the fact that the light has been on and stays on from time to time is good news that we can access that information and it'll give us some direction. So you'll need some help on that. The ABS system is a complicated system and you need a trained professional actually to be working on that because it's a significant safety thing. So
yeah, sure.
Take that in and get some help on that. The diagnostic portion will not be significant. They'll maybe charge you an hour's labor or something to do checking and figure out what's going on. And then at that point, they'd be able to give you an estimate, and you can make a decision about what you want to do about it.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about snow tires, and Tom from Lakeville sent this in. He said, if you have a front-wheel drive, do you need four snow tires?
You do need four. When it comes to steering and handling and braking on your car, all four wheels are involved, and all four wheels are important. And so that's why the manufacturer recommends rotating tires the way they do, because they want all four tires, in fact, to wear evenly and have the same amount of tread depth. Because if you have really, really grippy tires on either the front or the rear, and not so grippy tires on the other, then you end up in a situation, you know, going down the highway or whatever, where you get oversteer or understeer, and in that can create problems with handling and safety, actually, because the vehicle can cause the vehicle to spin out. So, yes, if you're putting snow tires on a front-wheel drive vehicle, you need all four.
Okay. Yeah, let's see, we've got a couple of minutes or so to go, Dan. Here's a text that says a 2002 Cadillac Eldorado, 47,000 miles. Is replacing an oil pan gasket a big job?
I think that probably is a very big job. At the very least, the engine cradle needs to come out, and of course, attached to the cradle is a steering rack and a whole bunch of other things to give you access to change that. And in some cases, the engine actually has to come out to change them. But I, without looking it up, I'm not sure what the procedure is on that vehicle. But that's probably a big deal.
Ooh, wow. Let's see. Let's grab another one. A 2014 Dodge Caravan, well-maintained, 303,000 miles on it, has a leaky radiator. How do you feel about a repair, possibly using, and I think they're trying to spell a brand name that I can't really read here. But you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what the brand name is. I can answer that question without it any. I don't think that's a very good idea. It's at best a short-term fix, and you're solving a short-term problem and ending up with more long-term problems by using that. So I think that it's best to just ante up and replace that leaking radiator with a different radiator, with a new radiator, and you'll have long-term success for the whole car by doing so.
Before we let you go, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Come on over. That's the best way to get in touch with us. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. We'll be here this morning at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Let's do this again next week, same time, same station. What do you say?
That sounds great, Denny. Thanks so much.
Right. Thank you. Have a good week. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.